So, welcome back to another episode of Talks with Jay, and we're going to discuss the Women's NCAA Tournament, Round 1, big games, what I expect, and who's going to show out during the first round of the tournament. I definitely expect an upset somewhere in the first round of the tournament. First round of the tournament starts Friday. So let's get into the games. Friday starting at 11:30 a.m. Greenville Regional 1 first round. You have number 9 Marquette, who's 21-10, versus number 8 South Florida, who's 26-6, playing on ESPN2. Now, I'm really not too familiar with South Florida. I really ain't followed them since Courtney Williams played for them. You know, I really haven't followed them in the last few years. So I can't really say how good of a team South Florida is. But based off their record, they must be pretty good. And Marquette, I've seen Marquette play probably like twice when they played UConn this season. They're a pretty scrappy team. I expect a good back and forth game. I think Marquette can pull off the win. It just depends on them getting off to a good start. So that's the first game at 11:30 a.m. on ESPN2. Then you got at 12 p.m. on ESPN, you have number 10 West Virginia, who's 19-11, versus Arizona, who's number 7. Who's 21-9 in the Greenville Regional 1 first round. West Virginia, they got some good players. I've watched, I think, 2 games from them this season. And I said them as a team, pretty good team. Arizona, I want to see what Maya Najee does during the tournament. Also, I want to see Paris Clark. I want to see what they do. I know they're only freshmen, but will one of them step up and have a moment during the NCAA tournament? I'm going West Virginia to beat Arizona. You know, I've seen more from West Virginia. I think they're a more experienced team. I think Arizona has a lot of newer players this season. So, that's how I'm calling that game. Then, at 1:30 p.m. on ESPN2, Seattle Regional 4 first round. We have number 10 Georgia, who's 21-11, versus number 7 Florida State, who's 23-9. Now, Georgia has Warren on their team, who used to play for Texas. She's scrappy. And she's an experienced player. She's going to go out there and give it her all. I'd like to see how Chapman plays their point guard. You know, she's kind of up and down as a point guard. Who else does Georgia have for their team? That's all I can think of offhand for Georgia. I mean, I know they have probably one or two other players that could probably get the job done. But Florida State, I've been very impressed with Florida State this year. They have Jasmine Madison Gale from Kentucky. She also played at Tennessee. She's a proven point guard. They have the top freshman in Taniya Latin. Like, she's a bucket. She is a walking bucket. I've been impressed by what I've seen with Taniya Latin. Like, if you weren't familiar with Taniya Latin before, you know who Taniya Latin is now. She's basically scored in double figures every game. She's come up big when Florida State needs some buckets. Aaron Thomas is a pretty good player also. I just want to see what is Taniya Latin going to do. I don't think any moment's meant too big for her. And I think Taniya Latin is going to be the key to Florida State winning. Jasmine Massengill is going to have to step it up too with the assist, and she's going to have to score some. If Florida State relies on Taniya Latin for most of their offense, I don't see them going very far. But I have Florida beating Georgia in a good back and forth game. So, 2 o'clock, you have 2 o'clock on ESPN in the Greenville Regional 1 first round. You have number 16, Norfolk State, who's 26-6, playing number 1, South Carolina, who's 32-0. I'm happy that the HBCUs made it in the NCAA tournament. I'm happy for them. But for you guys to get South Carolina, the reigning champion, in the first round, that's like a setup for y'all. Like, South Carolina is great from 1 to 15 on their roster. Like, you got Leah Boston in the post getting it done. They bring Camila Cardoza off the bench. Bree Hall's been playing great. Zaire Cook's shot is falling and she's shooting efficiently as far as shots and shots she's making. Raven Johnson's been playing amazing off the bench. Now, do I think she's going to start as far as the NCAA tournament? That's going to be a have to wait and see. Because Kier Fletcher's been the starter. So I'm still thinking Kier Fletcher's going to be the starter and Raven Johnson's going to be in the second unit. And probably play more minutes, though. And Bree Bill is still going to be the defensive stopper. South Carolina is going to beat Norfolk State with no problem. Then you have at 2:30 p.m. on ESPN. At ESPNN, Greenville Regional 1 first round, you have number 15, Holy Cross, who's 24-8. Versus number 2 Maryland, who's 25-6. Holy Cross, I haven't watched a game of them this season, so I can't really speak or attest to how good of a team they are. But to be 24-8, you gotta be a decent team. I'm pretty sure that means you may have one or two players that are your main scorers, but as a team collectively, that's how you win in your games. Maryland, I expect Diamond Miller to put up numbers. Abby Myers shooting a three. Faith Mazonas, the hustle plays. I expect Cheyenne Sellers to continue doing what she's doing on both ends of the floor. She's becoming a great two-way player. This will be the time for Lavender Briggs to step it up off the bench. You know, she's had moments here and there since she's been at Maryland, but this is the time that you really got to step up and show why you're one of those players. Maryland's going to be Holy Cross. 3 p.m., ESPNU, number 11, UNLV, who's 31-2, versus number 6, Michigan, versus Michigan, number 6, 22-9. This is still in the Greenville Regional 2 first round. Now, I haven't watched the UNLV game, but they must be really good to be 31-2. Like I said, for a lot of these teams I haven't watched, I'm assuming collectively as a team you are winning. You may have one or two players that are averaging about 12 to 14 points, and then collectively, y'all are getting the rest of it done. Michigan, Leah Brown, she's a bucket. She is a bucket. And if she can go off and make her shot, anything's possible with Michigan. I have Michigan beating UNLV. 3:30 p.m. ESPN2, Greenville, Regional 1, first round. Number 14, Southern Utah, who's 23-9, takes on number 3, Notre Dame, who's 25-5. Haven't watched Southern Utah. They're like a lot of these teams you're not watching unless you know a player for the teams. You know, that's just how kind of how basketball goes. Now, the big story for this game, Notre Dame. Will you have your superstar point guard in Olivia Miles? You guys have been so-so in games without Olivia Miles, but she is you guys' star player. You don't have Dara Mabry. She's out she tore ACL. So, no Dara Mabry. And then we saw Olivia Miles go down. And the games after that, y'all didn't win them. You weren't winning games. Sonya Cintron's a great player. KK Bransford is a great freshman. And then y'all have some other players. It's just about if y'all don't have Olivia Miles, who is going to step up and be that voice and come y'all and bring y'all together? That would be my concern with Notre Dame. I have Notre Dame beaten Southern Utah, but a lot of that has to do with whether Olivia Miles plays. 4 p.m. ESPN, Seattle, Regional 4, first round, number 15. Southeastern Louisiana, who's 21-9, versus number 2, Iowa, who's 26-6. Another team that I'm not familiar with. Like I said, if these teams don't have big name players or they've been featured on something on YouTube or some of these sports media platforms, I don't know about a lot of these teams. And them playing Iowa, and Caitlin Clark's going to go off. We already know Caitlin Clark could double-double, triple-double in this game. She's going to get her numbers, and Iowa's going to win. So, you're basically watching this game to see what type of numbers and stats Caitlin Clark's going to put up. And will her supporting cast help more? Does she doesn't have to do it all. 5:30 p.m. ESPNU, Seattle Regional 3, round 1. Number 16, Chattanooga, who's 20-12, takes on number 1, Virginia Tech, who's 27-4. Chattanooga. A lot of these teams that are playing the big name teams, you're not familiar with unless you just be watching a lot of these games that just pop up on ESPN Plus. You know, I'm not familiar with them. Virginia Tech has Kittley, and I expect her to go get it done. Kittley's gonna go get her points. She's probably gonna average a double double. They're gonna win. Virginia Tech's gonna win. Now they have Ashley Owosu. Now she was injured at a point, but she's been healthy and able to play since prior to the ACC tournament. But she hasn't been back on the rotation. Now their coach said they like the rotations that they have. Here's the question. Will Ashley Owosu make an appearance during the NCAA tournament? That is something that people are wondering. I think if she's healthy, y'all should figure out some time for her to get in there, because I'm pretty sure she can help your second unit. So I got Virginia Tech winning. One of 5:30 p.m. ESPN 2, Greenville Regional 2, first round. Number 14 Hawaii, who's 18-14, versus number 3 LSU, who's 28-2. Now, let's just be honest. We're going to watch LSU and Kim Mulkey to one. See what outfit she's going to wear. That's one. And you want to see what type of numbers Angel Reese puts up in the NCAA tournament. I want to see how does Flashe Johnson, who is the SEC Freshman of the Year, handle this moment. And Alexis Morris, this is your time to shine. Like, we already know LSU is going to win this game. Then at 8 o'clock, you got number 9 South Dakota State versus number 8 USC. That is a game I would watch because I would want to see what Destiny Littleton does. She's been putting up some numbers since she left South Carolina. I knew she was a Bucky even at South Carolina. But she's been balling, you know. I want to see what she does in the NCAA tournament. I got them beating South Dakota State. ESPN 2, Greenville Regional 2, first round. You have number 10 Princeton versus number 7 NC State. NC State, will you have Diamond Johnson back? I know she had been sending out some games because her foot or her ankle. So I would like to know that. Jakia Brown Turner. This is y'all's moment to see how far y'all can go. Princeton's an Ivy League team, but they've been making the NCAA tournament, so I can't just write them off. I think that's going to be a good back and forth game, but I think in the end, if Diamond Miller plays, she is going to be the key piece to NC State winning against Princeton. Also at 10 p.m. on ESPNU, Seattle Regional 4 first round. Number 9 Gonzaga versus number 8 Ole Miss. Gonzaga has been good for like the last couple of years. Now, I say it by record. I've been able to tell they've been pretty good. Haven't watched any of their games. Ole Miss was the only team this year who played a close game with South Carolina. They didn't win, but they played South Carolina very closely. Angel Baker, this is your moment. Madison Scott, this is your moment. Snuda Collins, this is your moment. This is y'all moment to make everybody know y'all names that don't know y'all names. I think y'all can pull up the upset against Gonzaga. And if that were to happen, that would be the most talked about thing of day one, round one.